This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Nick Kelly. The American Defense Secretary Ash Carter has hailed the recapture of the Iraqi city of Ramadi by government troops as a significant step forward in the campaign to defeat Islamic State. The BBC's Tomar Fessi is in Ramadi. He sent this report on the extent of the damage inflicted on the city.
Iraqi forces have cleared the main streets, but no one dares to step onto the rubble or enter the shattered buildings. Booby traps are everywhere. Operations are still underway in the city centre and in the northern quarters, where Iraqi troops supported by coalition warplanes are hunting retreating IS militants. But in the neighbourhoods that we visited, there were no sign of life, except for the soldiers standing guard. Iraqi troops are close to victory in Ramadi, but this is a city that has been sacrificed in battle.
The Iraqi Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, has said that the coming year will see the total defeat of Islamic State in Iraq. Mr. Abadi said Iraqi forces would now go on to liberate Mosul, the main city in northern Iraq, which is by far the most populous centre under IS control. The US Secretary of State, John Kerry, says Iran has taken a significant step towards fulfilling its nuclear commitments by sending a large quantity of uranium abroad. Mr. Kerry was speaking after Iran dispatched a shipment of more than 11 tons of low-enriched uranium to Russia. As part of a deal made in July with six international powers, Iran agreed to have no more than 300 kilograms of low-enriched uranium. Saudi Arabia says it will cut fuel and utility subsidies in the country as part of measures to deal with a record budget deficit. The Saudi press agency reported that the price of petrol would rise by at least 50%. The government registered a budget deficit of $98 billion for 2015. It's the first budget under the rule of King Salman.
This budget represents the beginning of an integrated and comprehensive program to build a strong economy based on solid foundations, which has multiple sources of income and where savings are growing and jobs are many.
Some of the relatives of Alan Kurdi, the Syrian boy whose body was photographed washed up on a Turkish beach, have arrived in Canada. The three-year-old died with his mother and brother trying to reach Greece in September. Alan's father has refused to go to Canada, while the boy's uncle, wife and five children were met in Vancouver by Alan's aunt.
Thank you, Canadian people. Thank you to our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for opening the door and show the world how everyone should welcome and save life. Thank you so much for doing this.
BBC News. A U.S. grand jury has decided not to bring charges against a white policeman over the killing of a 12-year-old black boy armed with a toy gun. Deaths of black men at the hands of police have sparked a national debate. Laura Bicker reports.
Tamir Rice was carrying a toy pellet gun in Cleveland, Ohio last November when he was spotted by police. They were responding to an emergency call reporting a man waving and pointing a gun at people. The caller did say the weapon might not be real, but that information was not passed on. The officers urged Rice to raise his hands three times. He was shot twice after he pulled the toy gun from his waistband. Ohio prosecutor Tim McGinty called the events a perfect storm of human error, but he said it was not unreasonable for the officer to fear for his life.
Central American nations have reached an agreement to allow at least 8,000 Cuban migrants stranded in Costa Rica to continue their journey towards the United States. The migrants will be airlifted to El Salvador and put on buses, which will take them to the U.S. American legislation gives Cuban citizens preferential treatment. If they arrive by land, they are allowed to enter the country and apply for residency. The current crisis began in November when Nicaragua, a close ally of Cuba, denied access to thousands of migrants arriving from Costa Rica. And Ian Lemmy Kilmister, a founder member and frontman of the British heavy metal rock band Motorhead, has died. He was 70. Lemmy was known for his fast and furious bass guitar playing and gravelly voice. Among their best-known songs were Killed by Death and Ace of Spades. The cause of death was reported on the band's Facebook page as being an aggressive form of cancer. BBC News.